This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization said the planet is currently in a very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting that the easy-to-spread Delta variant has now been seen in nearly 100 countries. At a press briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Delta variant, first seen in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate, and that it is fast becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries.
In those countries with low vaccination coverage, terrible scenes of hospitals overflowing are again becoming the norm. But no country on earth is out of the woods yet.
He noted that 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed. Of the vaccine doses given globally, fewer than 2% have been in poorer countries. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's worried about unvaccinated people as the country prepares for the 4th of July. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 4th will be much less restrictive.
4th of July to this year is different than the 4th of July last year, and it's going to be better next year.
At the White House, the president says he's concerned unvaccinated people could catch the variant of the coronavirus and spread it to other people who have not been vaccinated.
I'm not concerned there's going to be a major outbreak. In other words, that we're going to have another epidemic nationwide. But I am concerned lives will be lost.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian authorities reported a record-breaking 679 confirmed COVID-19 deaths on Friday, the country's highest daily death toll for the fourth day in a row. Daily new infections have more than doubled over the past month, soaring from around 9,000 in early June to more than 20,000 this week. This is VOA News. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan on Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home. An Afghan official said the base would be handed over to the government at a ceremony on today.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. The UN World Food Program reports it has resumed humanitarian operations in northern Ethiopia's Tigray province, but a lack of security and other impediments are threatening its ability to reach millions of people in need. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
World Food Program Emergency Coordinator Tommy Thompson says the WFP has reached 40,000 people with food aid. However, he notes conditions on the ground are very difficult.
We have no incoming fuel supplies. We have no incoming food supplies to feed the people in Tigray at this point, so we're only operating with what we've already had pre-positioned.
The situation became even more difficult on Thursday when a bridge over the Dekezi River was destroyed, cutting a main supply route between western Tigray and the rest of the region. Despite these obstacles, Thompson says he believes conditions for the distribution of aid will shortly improve. He says high-level discussions on all sides of the conflict are taking place to agree on designating corridors for aid delivery, including an air bridge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rescue efforts continue in the aftermath of a partial building collapse in Surfside, Florida, that has left at least 20 people dead and 128 unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Friday that two bodies were found Thursday evening.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
Florida officials are working on plans to demolish what's left of the oceanfront condominium building. The plans were revealed Thursday after concerns about the structure instability prompted a 15-hour halt to the search for survivors. Visit voanews.com for more reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.